You're tuned in to the Vintage House Show, home to the original stories of the history of house music as told by the legends, pioneers, and icons. Hosted by Kevin Mega McFall, Lori Branch, and Lauren Lowry.
Hey, it's Lori Branch asking, who created house music?
My name is Rob Alon, and I am moderating the future of house music in AI technology.
Oh, that's a good panel. So here is our life or death question.
Sure.
Who created house music?
Who created house music? The short answer is, I think for me, I'm going to definitely say that Chicago is the genesis of house music, but I think it's an amalgamation of gay, brown, black, disenfranchised, youth without not a lot of access and not a lot of money.
And do you think it matters that we ask this question?
Yeah, I definitely think it's imperative that the question be asked and that the answers be documented.
What year would you say the house music began?
Well, I was DJing in my sophomore year for sure. So, and I don't know that the term was there then, but it was certainly being born. Because I think that one of the things that happens is that when we create something, I don't think that we always name it. I think that we're busy participating and we're busy channeling whatever energy that we have. But I would say that it was certainly between the years of probably I would say 80 to 82. I think that the genesis of it or the crystallization of house music occurred after disco, and because here in Chicago we were trying to figure it all out. I don't think that there was a group of kids that were more open to more forms of dance music than the kids here in Chicago. I think that while we were trying to figure out what that sound would be, we were listening to a lot of different music.
Okay. Well, Ron, thank you so much for answering our critical questions about the history of house music, and have a good panel.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Robert Owens, he's our keynote speaker for today. He's a Chicagoan. He's a house music legend, as a vocalist, as a DJ, as a performer. And we are so blessed to have him and his history here with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me here. I'm very grateful to be here.
So you're going to have less, you're going to have easier questions in your panel. But yeah. Here are the key tough questions.
Okay.
Who created house music?
Who created house music?
Was it you? Was it Robert Owens?
No, well, I mean, it stems from me, from my warehouse.
Right.
Music box, you know, Ron Hardy, you know, but you look back and you look at things that George Irma Broder played, Donna Summers, and these type tracks.
Mm-hmm.
It was syncopated rhythms and stuff, so that was a form of house music for me. And, you know, I tell a lot of people, I come out of the disco era, you know, before house even evolved, up north, the Flamingos, Coconuts, these kind of clubs, I was there catering to those clubs, and also the Den One, which I think I mentioned to you all before Ron Hardy went to California playing at the Catch One, he was back in America at the Den One.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went there and I rented out that club before it officially closed off, and I hired Ron to come and play at that club.
Where are the pluggers for that? We need those pluggers. Where they at?
And it's somebody here in Chicago know that I did that, because it was a lot of kids that came out from that whole music box period and sing, you know. Which I moved to England, you know, a little bit after that, so I kind of lost touch with everyone, you know, and then he passed away and stuff. But still, off and on, I see Robert Williams when here and there when I come here and stuff. I always try to get in touch.
He's here.
Yeah, they said earlier they know that I was coming, and we still get our little hugs in and everything.
We're all looking
but
forward to it.
But he was kind of an inspiration in pushing me towards, you know, pushing myself out, you know, as far as DJing and being an artist and performer, and let me play in the music box, you know, before and stuff. But I always did things on the circuit, you know, coming up again around that den. I used to go in there with false ID. It's about 18, so this is where I come out of the disco era, I tell people, opposed to the house scene. And then, you know, going to those clubs on music box and the warehouse and stuff, and getting to know Frankie and Ron and everybody. We got inspired from what they were playing, you know, and sampling these loop patterns of the disco edits and stuff. They would take, like, sometimes the highlight of a track, and then they'd loop that over and over. That inspired a lot of these kids to go on and do the things. Farley and all of them, JM Silk, their first track, so that Love Can't Turn Around is Isaac Hayes' I Can't Turn Around. Ron Hardy and Frankie and them were playing those kind of tracks and making those things popular. Right. So they got the inspiration from that and doing their own tracks and stuff in their basements and stuff. We used to house hop around in each other's house. Mm-hmm. Some of them might be at my house, the K Alexis, the Gene Hunts, all of them. Mm-hmm. And then they'd pop over to Brian's house, Frankie's house. What is he doing? What are they doing? Mm-hmm. So I just was never like the one that was always talking, but I was there and doing my own little edits and stuff and giving them to Frankie and Ron and them. But I think they kind of inspired the kids to go into that realm of creating and buying those drum machines and things in the early stages of playing those simplistic kind of formats against those big orchestral formats, you know, the salsa prelude and so on. And so it was a variation from the kids doing their stuff in basements, because most of them lived with their parents and we were down in the basement creating our version of house music. Then it stems from the other kids saying, well, we went to the warehouse, which is short as house, and that's where you play this house music. Frankie said that some of the kids said that to him, so I'd say it's a combination between the two situations, maybe.
Josanna, tell me your full name and what panel you are.
Full name, Josanna Satorla. I'm on my piano. My piano panel, basically about talking about South Africa's connection with the house music in America. I'll be moderating that panel.
Yay! Yeah. That's wonderful. I'm so happy you said your last name. I've never really heard you say it. Say it again.
Satorla. Yeah. Right. In Zulu, he is always pronounced as.
Okay. Satorla.
Yeah, Satorla.
And what country does that derive from?
I'm from South Africa.
From South Africa. 110%
Zulu.
Fantastic. Okay. So here is our first question. Who created house music? Josanna.
House music is from Chicago. This is the birthplace. Everybody know that. That's not up for debate. Of course, it's influenced by New York and Jersey and the disco era. But I mean, as far as house music being created, this is the birthplace. That's. I don't think there's any question. You know, anybody who has believes they're different places of origin, then they're really not doing their research. You know what I mean?
But can we say a specific person created it? Do you have names of people who might have created the music? Or what do you think about that?
I think it's a collective. It was, you know, it's, I mean, the name itself, you know, of course, comes from the warehouse. But, I mean, that was, it's a collective. It was, you know, like, you can't really, it's like a slang term. You can't really find the nexus of a slang term. It grows from the group, you know. And
that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, some of these words, like, where'd it come from?
It was a slang term.
It was
a term, you know, a slang term to indicate what the type of music that was played at the warehouse. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was disco, it was Philly International, it was all types of different music. It was just basically a term to indicate that these were songs, this was music that was played at the warehouse.
So do you think it matters that we ask these questions about how this music derived?
Absolutely. Not only asked, but documented, in every form. Whether it's, you know, because if you don't, people later on will add their own idea about, you know, I mean, it has nothing to do with house music, but I went to school in Atlanta. I was there, I was at Freaknik, the first couple of Freaknicks. And it was common knowledge that that was a DC thing. It was a DC, it started as a DC picnic. Mm. And now online, I can hear, and it was common knowledge. It wasn't something you had to research. Everybody knew it was a DC. It was all the DC people in Atlanta that mm-hmm. started that. But now 35 years later, I hear people saying it started in Atlanta, it started from Atlanta people, it started from Miami people. Mm. You know, but if stuff is not documented, everybody can come up with their own narrative.
That's true.
Right.
So you need these documents.
You need documentation, absolutely.
So our last question is, give me some years or a year in which you believe house music began.
I would say mid-80s.
So
mid-80s. Maybe 85, 80, 84, 85, 86.
Okay.
Pretty much that's when it became a term. I mean, the creators of that music, the people who were, that was at a time when I was in high school. And house music became mad, you know, like every other genre, it became mass popular with my generation. Mm-hmm. You know, with most music forms, they become popular with the teenagers. The creators of the music are usually in their 20s, and it's not mass popular with them. It's usually exclusive. It's mm-hmm. Only the cool people know it, you know? And that's the same with house, the same with R&B, the same with jazz, same with hip hop. The creators of the music, it's never mass popular with them. Mm-hmm. It's only the cool people, it becomes mass popular with the teenagers, which was my generation.
What high school did you go to?
Whitney Young.
I didn't know you went to Whitney Young.
Absolutely.
It's too bad that you didn't go to the best high school in the history of the world.
Please don't say Kimberly.
Please, I'm not going to say Kimberly. I'm say Lynn Bloom Technical High School. Y'all Whitney Young people, I tell you, refuse to give us the respect. Anyway, Josanna, thank you so much.
No problem.
And enjoy your panel today.
I sure will.
Thanks. Talk to me about who created house music. Do you have any idea?
Yes. I mean, absolutely. Okay. I mean, house music was created by, I think, ultimately a lot of people. You know, there was a lot of different people around, specifically in Chicago, that were working. Maybe didn't know it at the time, but they were really working to create a new sound. But, you know, so much of it was popularized and spread first, initially by queer, black, and brown people and a lot of clubs. But, I mean, it spread beyond that, and it became so much more of a widespread community. But I think, you know, ultimately, that's kind of where the sound started with and grew from. You know, and so much credit is given to Frankie Knuckles as kind of the creator of house music, and as a black gay man, you know, I think a lot of that credit lies there with him in the community.
Very good. Do you think it matters?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, so we just got the warehouse landmarked this week. Yeah, so it's landmarked officially as of Wednesday. And a lot of the big part of that storytelling and that narrative is that, you know, this was created, house music was created in the warehouse, you know, by and large. And that space really wouldn't exist as powerfully and as potently as it does, if not for the fact that this was a safe space for a lot of queer, black, and brown people. You know, there's a real power, I think, in the idea that this was a community that was marginalized and forced into underground spaces for safety. And out of that resistance, they, you know, are resilient and they create something that has a worldwide, global, you know, appeal. And it becomes a phenomenon that's still here with us today. So yeah, it absolutely does matter. It's part of the genesis of the entire sound.
Very good. One other key critical question.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about hip-hop celebrating 50 years this year, there's a solid date.
Yes.
There's a solid space that they, you know, they suggest is important to its creation, mm-hmm. its founding. Give me the years that you believe that house music began.
Well, I think when people point to the warehouse as being sort of the birthplace, you know, the nightclub opened up in 1977. It was open for 5 years, it closed in 1982. As it is with so many different things like any sort of music, it's tough to really put a pin in it, right? You know, these are, especially when it comes to house music was this combination of funk, of hip hop, well, not hip hop yet, but I mean, later years, disco and soul and gospel, all those different things, all, you know, kind of coalesced. So I don't know if there's a, you know, one particular era. Late 1970s is when the whole thing starts to gel together and become a sound. But, you know, there's building blocks that kind of built up slowly. And house, I think, is, as it's spread, it's become, there's so many different ways that it's been interpreted, especially when it gets to other nations. It becomes a different sound entirely. So you want to start talking about French house or house in South Africa. You know, all those different sounds have their own entirely, completely different points of origin too. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Mr. Chavez, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For answering our critical questions, life or death questions.
I felt the pressure.
Thank you. Question for you.
So what we're doing is that
who created House Music?
Survey the audience with a short survey.
I wouldn't want to put any one person as the creator. I would say there were a lot of influences, and certainly the DJs of the early 80s, in particular Frankie Knuckles and Ron Hardy, who had black gay club spaces where music morphed from disco into European electronic music, and all these different influences came together and inspired a lot of producers, gay and straight, all over Chicago to create their own drum beats, and I feel like that's really where it started.
Do you think it helps?
You know, that's a really good question, because I feel like so much attention is placed on what's the first record, what's the person who gets credit, but really it's the whole community that should be embraced, and it's like, why are we trying to pigeonhole it or questioning that it was Chicago kids that came up with this?
Okay, so when you think about, here's the deal, when you think about the hip hop turning 50 years old, okay, there's a start date.
Yeah.
There's an end date. What's the start of house music?
That's a good question. I would say 83 was when, as far as I know from interviewing people, there were people who were going to clubs and playing beat machines. And to me, that's the key element of house, is those more percussion-driven repetitive tracks, not just like a vocal track that has electronic elements. So to me, that's the turning point. And I would say 82, 83, that's probably when that really started happening.
You got 82, 83. Okay, we got you on the record for 82, 83. We're going to see what everyone else has to say here today. Who created house music?
Well, it's a hard question because I think it's also iterative, right? In Chicago, the godfather of house music is Frankie Knuckles, but we had Larry Levin, Paradise Garage, putting stuff down. I think the thing about house is that, like, so many of the pioneers and people that, I think house is still being created. I think it's a very iterative thing, and everyone has brought a different sound to it. The influence of electronica and, you know, Afrofuturism and even like Latin house, I think it's always evolving.
Got it. Boris.
I know the correct answer.
What is the correct answer?
The correct answer is the people created house.
Oh, or Chicago.
It was a healing sound.
Leave it to old school.
Leave
it to old school.
The people also created it.
And so my simple question is, does it matter?
I don't think so.
That's
and that's not
question.
Popular to say in Chicago, because Frankie Knuckles, who I knew personally, Ronnie, who was another DJ back in the day. What's Ronnie's last name?
Ron Hardy.
Yeah, Ron Hardy. They were super popular. Michael Izzy-Buku, Tyrone Mix, who was one of the first White House music DJs to get a following. So, if you ask people from Chicago, yes, we're definitely saying Chicago. But I believe Frankie Knuckle started his career spinning in New York.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he came to Chicago and honed his craft and really put Chicago on the map as far as house music is concerned.
Yeah. Got it. And so when you think about what people are doing now as we celebrate Hip Hop Day 50 years, there's a designated date and place and time. You know, how did we come up with, you know, is it 40 years of house? Is it 50 years of house? Give me, given the knowledge that you have about the formation of music, what years would you say were the beginning of house music?
By the time I found out about the warehouse in Chicago, it had been in existence for 3 to 4 years. So I'm going to say mid to late 70s. And I would put a pin in the day that they burned the album.
Disco Demolition.
Yeah. What year was that? We could look it up.
Yeah, we'll look it up. It was late 70s.
So I believe right after that, people were just kind of over disco music. And some of that disco music that people were over, it got remixed.
It was that formation of house. Yeah.
And it became, that's when it became real.
Anna, what you got?
Yes. Disco, and then the culture rejected disco, but then disco still meant so much to the people who disco was celebrated by, and they found ways to extend it, remix, add to it. The warehouse in Chicago, baby.
All right. Tell me, Hannah, what are you moderating today?
I am moderating the Queer Roots of House Music and Safe Spaces panel.
Boris, what panel are you on today?
That's the panel that I'm
Chicago house music.
There's not an answer. I don't think there's one answer. But I'd like to know what you think. What you think?
Yeah. I think the biggest impact for sure is Frankie Knuckles, but of course, Larry the Band, Ron Hardy.
Okay. So you can include Larry the Band in New York.
I do, because that is. But that's not the bar. I just started out of calling disco. It's still a part of it.
Some of the biggest influences and biggest patients at the time and the folks that told us.
Now, ask me this. Why does it matter?
It matters because so much history is erased and changed and not a proper representation of the contributions that Black and Brown queer people specifically have actually made to overall collective liberation. And I think it's about time that they start getting that recognition.
It's important. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, same. That recognition needs to be there. Especially for a genre that is the highest grossing, the most, that brings the most folks together, cross-racial, cross-genders, everything. Everyone loves house music. It's in every language, every type of influence. So yes, the birth of it and the origins definitely need to be there.
And who created house music?
From what I know, I was always taught Frankie Knuckles.
Okay.
You know, starting with the warehouse parties in Chicago, and creating space for, I guess primarily Black, Latino, and LGBTQ community. And that's what I was taught. I wasn't around during that time, but kind of what I've been taught.
So So talk to me about what you know about Afro House and Ampiano, all the other genres that have sort of emerged from house music.
Yeah, so where do I start? Okay, so I'm by trade a concert promoter, so I work with a lot of black artists across multiple genres. So what I know about Ampiano is it kind of originated in the mid-2010s, kind of kind of combining multiple genres, a mixture of jazz, house, Afro house, but with a South African twist, adding elements like the log drum and things of that nature. So around 2010 is when the sound kind of really started to emerge in South Africa. And I would say probably over the last 5 years is when you've kind of started to see it kind of boom and kind of make its interest into the States. But I would also arguably say over the last 2 years is when a lot of some of the larger acts have broke into performing in the States. To me, I mean, I'm originally from St. Louis. I went to Columbia College Chicago. And so I didn't grow up around house. And so for me, when I got to Chicago, it was a new experience for me. Speaking candidly, a lot of my, you know, people from, I would say, like a slightly older generation is where I primarily saw house. I saw it very prevalent in places on the South Side. In communities like Bronzeville and other neighborhoods where you can go out and that would be the norm for a Friday night. And I've never experienced that before. And I would say my entryway into kind of experiencing, and I interned with Ron Trent, which is like 2011. And that was the first time I saw these day parties. And it was at the Shrine on Wabash. It was like 21st and Wabash. Yeah. And so I was this kid in college at Columbia. I think the day parties were like 99 cents. I was like, this is crazy. People are dancing during the daytime. What is this? So that was my intro. But what I remember distinctly is it was a place for black people to just express themselves freely on the dance floor. It was very non-judgmental. I'm a person that doesn't have rhythm. And to see people just kind of just moving freely was very powerful to me. And I see a lot of the same parallels in Ampiano as well.
Got it. Do you think it matters that we ask these questions about who created it and origination? Is that interest? Is it at all something you think is critical that we should interrogate?
I think it's important. I think specifically black music, a lot of times our legacies, they get lost over time. And so I think it's important to pass along as much as you can. It's an opportunity to educate. For people to understand the roots, understand the history. I myself are still learning of the history as well. So I think it's important, but I also think it's important for, as people kind of understand the genre or the genres, to really kind of find a balance of understanding the roots and the culture, but also figuring out how they want to add to it as an artist.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great panel discussion today.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Lori Branch asking, who created house music?
So, thank you so much for coming to the Chicago House Music Festival.
Thank you, thank you. I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Well, talk to me. Tell me your full name. Tell me a little bit about the name of your podcast and what the podcast is about. Mm-hmm. And then I'll ask you more questions. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Derek Lott, also known as DJ D Lott. Currently, we stream on Twitch. We've got several rave trains, as they call them now, that really promote the vibe of house and preserving the culture and excitement of the music. And we also celebrate that on our virtual talk show, House Culture Conversations.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. So, who created house music?
Who created house music? That's always, you know, a challenging question, right? Because we know the origin story that, you know, Frankie came out of New York and he brought his style to Chicago. And there's debate about who called it house first. But if you talk to folks back in New York, you know, I had the opportunity to visit with Merlin Bob. And he said, hey, they were mixing stuff and doing things in 72. And we know the late 70s is when it took off here, and we started first calling it labeled house music. So when we talk about the origins, I like to think about, you know, there's two origin stories. There's where the music migrated from that arrived in Chicago, and then there is the actual adoption and creation of what we call house and where the culture was born. I think the culture is from Chicago.
Got it. Okay, does it matter that we ask these questions?
I think so, because we'll look back and not really know the evolution or the origin story in and of itself. And that's always important. I mean, you know, me as a black person, I always ask that question, where do I come from? What are my origins? So it's always important to know your history. And that's why I think opportunities like today, this forum is more important. I think the work that you do on the Vintage House Show and the Music Archive are incredibly important, because one day we'll look back and ask the question, hey, why did this happen? And there will be a record. And I think when we spent the time talking, and then you were on the other side of the table, you really opened my eyes to the fact that this is a field of study, that this is important for us. People will, just like jazz or anything else that people study, house music is a field of study. It's a genre that people will want to know. Who was the first person that did house music? Where did it start? Where did it start? So I think it's critically important.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage House Show podcast. Please subscribe and share, and check us out live, WNUR 89.3 FM, Wednesdays at 10 o'clock.